an opacity mask, like that. So it's a gradient, and on top of the gradient, he has also done some freehand drawing to just correct some places, and that's what you get. So it's a very simple edit, but it shows how it can be powerful, because with this possibility to distort the gradients and then add on the mask other things, you can really quickly generate a transition mask that lets you play this kind of games. But it's not limited to that. Yeah. So what's now in my future plans? I'm working on some improvement of the color management, and one of the big things is I want to implement a sort of automatic module to load several raw images, and basically this would be the equivalent of a project which is called HDR Merge, because the idea is, for example, you load several raw files with an exposure, with a bracketing of exposures, and then out of that you build a high dynamic range image that is ready for further post-processing. Yeah, and hopefully I will also try to manage the automatic alignment of the different exposures, because normally these are taken handheld, and so you need really to align the different images. And then, of course, I will try to extend the list of what is available and also do some better integration of the GIMP plugin. And this is where I have some ideas that apparently is also shared by other projects, which is PhotoFlow is just saving everything into a text file. It's XML file. So if we could take this file and embed it into the metadata of GIMP, then you would, for example, be able to double-click on your layer and pop up this editor again and go back to your settings and change them. Yeah, and this would be a huge step forward in the usability and the interplay of GIMP and other software. Yeah, and then documentation, which is just pushed down, you know. Okay, and just for your reference, these are a little bit of resources. It's hosted on GitHub. I'm trying to keep a blog with news, and then it's available for Ubuntu. Of course, you can compile it, yeah. But if you're lazy, it's available for Ubuntu. There are packages for Arch Linux. I'm providing packages for OS X and Windows. And also, Parta is providing GIMP packages for OS X and Windows with this plugin already included. So, thank you.
Great. Is there questions? We have time for two questions. Yes.
Thanks for the tool. Looks really interesting. One question, because when I do some edits, I usually put them in GMake, and then it's basically end of the road. Is it correct that you can use GMake as just an adjustment layer and then continue on, and if you change something in the GMake adjustment layer, all your edits are preserved?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's, I mean, internally you have, okay, it's all this is built, as I said, on top of VIPs. So each layer is in fact a VIPs operation, and I have a part of this VIPs operation, in fact, just call the GMake interface. So you take your small piece of the image, you pass it to GMake, it does its processing, you take back the results, and you put it back in the pipeline, and it goes. So wherever in the pipeline you change something, the rest is automatically updated. Of course, this only works with real-time filters. The GMake has filters which are really CPU-intensive and slow, and this cannot work. So there are a special set of filters which don't work in real time. You have to click on an update button to see the results. But I mean, that's life. Some things you cannot do real time. Yeah, but this is also somehow taking care in the software. I didn't go to these kind of details, but honestly, for the moment, I'm trying to stick to real time filters because the rest I think one can do in GIMP. If really this interfacing works well at the end.
Thank you. Is there another question? Yes?
So when you bring the raw images in, are you keeping the entire 16 bits or whatever, or is there an initial step where you have to recurve it? I mean, are you able to import the full color space of the raw file and work with it?
When you load the raw data, it's immediately converted to floating points, and then it's kept to floating points all the way with no clamping, nothing. This is why one can do dynamic range processing. So starting from the initial loading, all the rest is floating point.
Thank you. Thank you very much.